Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
In this fast-paced world, how can two busy women generate enough content to fill their weekly podcast? The answer is simple: by dabbling in the dark arts. Each week, armed only with a Ouija board, a microphone, and a complete disregard for the safety of their own souls, Charlie and Zoe conduct a mind-bending seance, recording conversations from the beyond for your entertainment. We'll hear sensational snippets from distant dimensions, from strange and unexplored universes, and from the ghouls that haunt the most terrifying locations in the UK, within a 10-minute drive of Zoe's flat. This is Seance Cast.
Season 2!
Episode 6. The Gym.
Hello, I'm Zoe.
And I'm Charlie. And today we're apparently recording our episode under a railway bridge on an industrial estate next to a door smeared with what looks like blood.
Don't be silly. It's definitely blood.
Goody. Hang on, why are there so many old people here? Outside it's all Fight Club, but in here it's the best exotic marigold hotel.
Charlie, this is the home of the Nan Method. It's a hip, new exercise concept.
Really? Seems more like a new hip exercise concept.
Believe me, this place is hardcore.
Yeah, okay. Hope I don't trip over anyone's slippers before the gentle stretching starts. I don't know if you know this about me, Zoe, but I actually do a lot of exercise classes. Yoga, Pilates, Yoga Lattes, Piloga.
I'm aware. I read your horrible blog.
You're not the only one. 406 people a month visit workoutwithasandwich.com, and only some of them send me angry messages saying they hate it and wish I would die.
Well, I hope you're not thinking of sneaking a crusty baguette into the Nan Method. They have a very low tolerance for that kind of thing here.
Yeah, I bet. This lot probably only eats soft foods.
Hello, love. First time.
Doris, I've sprained my big toe putting on a bed sock, so Charlie's going to be taking my place this week.
No. We've all been there, Zoe.
Wait, what? Why do I have to join in? I didn't bring any exercise clothes. Or a sandwich.
Come on, Charlie. I really need you to try and do this properly. If I miss a class, there's some pretty horrible consequences.
What, you have to pay for it anyway?
Oh, believe me, you'll pay for it.
Right, that's you signed in, Charlie. Get yourself warmed up. We'll be starting in just a minute.
I'm just going to set up the Ouija board over here. You better do some stretches.
I don't need to. I can already touch my toes.
With your legs straight?
No way. I'm not Margot Fontaine.
I don't know who that is.
Swan Lake.
She's a swan?
No, she's a ballerina.
Then why is she at a lake?
What? No, she's not.
Also, how is a swan a professional dancer?
Forget about it. Let's just get on with the seance.
How do they get their flippers into those little shoes?
Zoe!
Sorry. Okay, on this podcast, we run our seance with a Ouija board, a microphone, and a doorbell which rings like this whenever we're about to receive a message from the beyond.
Yeah, and we should say that we're not only convening with ghosts. Sometimes it's alternate universes, lost futures, or some of this lot in about 10 minutes' time.
Charlie, quick, stand in your spot. Joe will be coming in any second.
Who's Joe?
All right, fighters, who's ready to bleed?
Zoe?
Just don't look her in the eye. She might not notice you if you don't look her straight in the eye.
500 military burpees, starting now. Last one to finish has to do 2,000 one-arm push-ups.
I'll do the incantation on my own, shall I? Vision strange and spirits grim, we summon you into this gym. It's time to crunch those ghostly buns, but wipe the bench down when you're done.
I'll just put in these headphones.
Congratulations on completing the Couch to 5K audio program. Now you should be able to run for 5 kilometers without crying. If you enjoyed this course, why not try one of our other running plans, like Make a Run for It, how to incorporate crime into your exercise routine.
The getaway driver just called in sick. We're going to have to leg it.
Run a tight ship. Exercises you can do on a small boat.
Lando, at least I got my 6 steps in today.
And for all ages, why not try Runs in the Family.
Mum, I think those prawns were bad.
Not sure about those. Oh, what about this one?
You have selected Run Like a Girl.
This'll be easy.
Today, we'll be taking on our toughest circuit, an unlit park at night. Let's go. You're walking at a regular pace. Sure, it's a little darker than you expected, but that's okay. No need to be scared of the dark. You're an adult victim. Sorry, an adult woman. Hold on. Is that guy looking at you?
Cheer up, love.
Ignore him. It's better if you don't make eye contact.
Who said that?
It's okay. There are lots of other people around you.
And they're all looking at you funny.
Pick up the pace a little. Not because you're worried. You're just trying to beat your personal best.
Which you'll need to do to outrun an attacker.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Uh-oh. Does that kid have a knife?
Keep running.
I said, can I ask you a question?
Your front door is only 6 miles away, so it might be time to get your keys out and put them between your fingers.
Maybe I will, just to stop them jingling.
Go for the eyes. The child is dangerous. He'll only grow up to kill.
At the centre of the park, you approach an even darker tunnel. Last time you came here, there were streetlights, but due to the gutting of the local council budget, the lights are all gone.
And so have the chances of your body ever being found.
But it's your only route home, so into the tunnel we go.
This is way harder than run up a tap. I had to do five Jaeger bombs a mile.
Okay, small thing. You've just realised nobody knows you're out here. You could call a friend, but that would mean getting your phone out where muggers could see it.
Are those footsteps behind you? They're getting closer. Which way do we go?
I don't know. I could turn around.
No, don't. He's behind you.
No, he isn't. Just kidding. Yes, he is.
Okay, girls, push it. We're heading into our last 60 seconds, possibly on this earth.
Is that his hand on your shoulder?
Oh, no. I'm turning this off. What's the next exercise plan on this app?
Hey, fellas. Welcome to Man Jog. I hope you're ready, pumped, and on an unlit path. Now let's find a lone woman to follow and match her pace exactly. And feel the burn.
Now this is more like it.
Rest starts now. Edith, you're looking stuck today, you beast. How's your grandson?
Zoe, I can't tell if I'm going to cry or be sick.
I felt the same my first time.
Does it get any better?
No, I just bring tissues in a bucket now.
When does it end?
Oh, don't worry. The whole class is only 45 minutes long. They've got bingo at 2.
I don't think the Nan method is for me. Shall we ask for our money back?
No, Charlie, I told you, if we don't do the class, there are consequences.
Right, who's ready for some bare-knuckle fighting?
Yes!
Come on, you've done loads of yoga. This should be right up your street.
Oh, thanks for showing me around. You know, I've wanted to join a gym for a while, but I've never found one that's a good fit for me.
Well, we pride ourselves on offering something for everyone. And at the end of this corridor, we have our women's changing rooms.
It's really inspiring to see so many old women at the gym.
Well, we've had a great take-up on our exclusive Muff Out membership.
Your what?
Our Muff Out membership, a discounted rate for women over the age of 65 who don't actually use the gym but want to stand around in the changing rooms all day with their muffs out.
That can't be a thing.
Oh, well, you've clearly never been to the gym. See for yourself.
Margaret, do you have any towel?
Let me check by peering under this very low bench.
Oh, my. They're so naked. Why are they so naked?
Well, I think after a certain age, you just don't care.
I'm 47, and I'm comfortable with my body. I've had 2 kids, but I still don't like to stand with my muff out.
They also get priority use of the one shower cubicle that doesn't have a curtain.
And they actually come here just to do that.
I promise you, there will never be a time when you go into the changing room and there won't be a woman over 65 with her muff out.
And they don't use the gym at all?
Well, occasionally they'll stand at the back of a stretching class for 5 minutes or swim a length of the pool, but we usually just turn a blind eye.
To be honest, that's probably all I do. Is it a much discounted rate?
Yes, but I'm afraid at 47 you don't qualify. But I could offer you a bit of me time membership.
Oh.
For women in their 40s and 50s, you can use any of the facilities, but only for 10 minutes, once every 2 months.
That's perfect. Enough time to get out of the house and say you've been to the gym without having to actually do anything in the gym.
Great! I'll get the paperwork.
Wait, what's through that door?
That's the VIP Silver Club sauna, which is only available to older men.
That's a bit sexist.
Oh no, it only gives you access to this sauna. It's really not worth the premium rate.
So why do they pay for it?
Because it sounds a lot better than the talk shop with your balls out sauna.
Edith, Big Sheila, put some weight into those punches. We don't want this settled on points. Round two, fight!
Okay, I'm up next. Not against Big Sheila. I like the woman, but kick her in the walking stick. I mean that. If you don't kick her in the stick, you haven't got a chance.
Zoe, please. She's 96.
And getting stronger every day.
She just knocked Dina's teeth out.
Don't worry, they're dentures.
They wouldn't hurt me, right? Surely. I'm so young. I've got so much life left to live. So many things I haven't done. I've never even been offered a threesome.
I didn't know you wanted to have a threesome.
I don't. God, no, never. I just want the chance to turn one down.
I don't know what to tell you. This lot, they're out for blood. Old people kick the crap out of young people all the time. Just look at the economy.
Time at last. Can't believe I wasted all that time not going to bed.
Nothing like slipping into crisp, clean sheets.
Oh, hang on. Can't forget to brush my teeth. I want to try this new smart toothbrush I bought.
Hi, I'm the Dental C Oral Smart Brush. Please put me in your mouth.
Oh, bit forward. In you go.
So, I was thinking that tomorrow afternoon we can go to the park.
There is a 98% chance of kids in the park tomorrow afternoon.
Ugh, I hate kids.
Why not go to the park in the morning?
Wow, your toothbrush is really smart.
Also, there's a 54% chance you have a small cavity in your top right molar.
I told you that our tooth felt funny. This is great. I wonder what else it can do.
If the defence counsel and her toothbrush, for some reason, could please approach the bench. Now, it says here that until 3 weeks ago, you were an office assistant at a paperclip manufacturer. How are you now the lead lawyer of a murder trial?
Emily studied using the Pomodoro method and got 110% on her bar exams based on identifying a previously unnoticed loophole in the law that stops people having pets in flats by transferring the ownership of the flat over to the dog or cat in question.
Ooh, that's very smart. So what do you make of this trial?
My lord, the victim died by a bite to the neck. Therefore, my client is innocent. She has painful decay in all but 2 of her incisors, not to mention terrible overall dental hygiene. If she had bitten the victim, she would have lost a tooth in him and likely left a load of old biscuit crumbs and bits of parsley behind.
That is the most decisive and disgusting evidence I've ever heard. I find the defendant not guilty. Also, ew.
Paul Bonko from the Tatler. Emily, as a last-minute candidate in the race, why do you think that you should be Prime Minister?
Emily is the only candidate who will never promise not to do bad things. But she will promise to only do them Monday through Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, she'll be on her best behaviour, working quite hard to make Britain kind of okay again.
That is one of the smartest things I've ever heard.
Bedtime at last. Can't believe I'm in charge of the whole country.
Yeah, and I can't believe how smart that toothbrush is.
It's really changed my life. Speaking of which, I better brush my teeth before bed.
I know how to solve world
Oh, damn, it's out of battery.
Oh, how long does it take to charge?
4 hours. No way. Stick it in the bin.
Charlie, Arthur, you're up.
Hang on. Arthur!
Excuse me, young lady, where am I?
Oh, no. He seems a bit frail, actually.
You're in big trouble, Charlie. Look at that terrifying blank look in his eyes.
Zoe, they're cataracts. No, no way, I'm not doing it.
You have to do it.
Charlie, let's go.
Come on, love, just swing one punch.
Yes, that's you. Come on, you can do it. Come on now.
Please, no. Can you all stop being so nice? I don't want to fight you. I don't want to fight anyone. I just want to eat a sandwich. The exercise part. It's just an excuse to have the sandwich.
What's she talking about?
I don't know. Earlier, she was telling me about a ballet dancer who was also a swan.
Please, give us our money back and we'll be on our way.
All right, if that's what you want.
Charlie, no, there are consequences.
Well, whatever the consequences are, I'll take them. There are no consequences worse than this. I don't want to beat up an incredibly frail old man or get beaten up by an incredibly hench old lady. I'm out.
But if we give you back your money, then we won't make our deposit and we'll lose the room to River Dancing Club.
Old people are deeply underserved in our society. This is a vital hub for the elderly, who still have rich and vibrant lives to live. But if you don't care about that, we understand.
Oh, what the...
I told you. Consequences.
Fine. I guess I'll just beat up Arthur then.
So I said to him, you've got to let it go. She put a rat in the bed one time. That doesn't mean she's the rat queen. Kath?
Sorry, totally zoned out. I've got one of my tension headaches again.
I know you don't want to hear it, but I've not had a single headache since I stopped wearing a bra.
Please. Forget a bra. You could carry yours around in a couple of teaspoons. My tits need to be locked down. Or else.
Or else what? You are such a victim of the patriarchy. Just go braless for one day.
Fine. What's the worst that can happen? Phew. Oh, God, you're right. That is a huge relief.
Why are they moving like that?
Like what?
Are your tits trying to get out of your shirt?
Oh, no. Not again.
Your G-cups, they've escaped through the window!
Oh my God! The giant tits are coming! Run!
You crushed my Corsa!
Ah! I mean, I am drawn to them. I can't stop looking at them, but... This is a live news bulletin. A pair of huge breasts have been seen rampaging through the city centre.
When I first saw them, I was like, is that a pair of giant boobs? But then I thought, it can't be, because there's no way they can move like that down the street without a sports bra.
I actually found it quite empowering to see these unashamedly bared breasts in public. But then they crushed my grandma. I mean, feminism's just gone too far.
The whereabouts of the breasts are currently unknown, but we can show you this exclusive footage of them robbing a bank. Unless you are under 18, in which case, please look away now.
I don't know how you're holding that gun, but please, just take the money.
More at 6.
Oh Oh, man, we have to find them before they do something terrible.
Like what? Suddenly get hard nipples during an important meeting?
Look, there they are, at the top of Big Ben.
You've got to talk them down.
How?
I don't know. Tell them you'll do stuff that tits like.
All right, if you come down, I'll lie in the bath and you can just float on the water. Yes, okay, it's working. Yeah, and I'll wear one of those supportive pyjama tops that cost £50 for some reason. There you go. Oh, come on, just a little bit further. I'll put deodorant under you when it's hot outside. Phew. They're back in the cups. No sudden movements.
Okay. So braless doesn't work for you. Oh, why didn't you just try one of those stick-on bras?
One, Charlie. Way to engage with the community spirit. Now kick him in the ribs.
I can't tell if I'm doing the right thing or not, but I do feel more limber.
Told you.
You've been listening to Seance Cast. It was written by and starred Zoe Tomlin and Charlie Dinkin, with additional material by Charlie Vero Martin. Featuring Jen Ives, Helen Robertson, Mullian Rees, Jennifer Dixon, Namisha Odedra, Avalon Brophy, Chris Cantrell, and Sunil Patel. It was produced by Benjamin Sutton and Andy Goddard. The executive producer was Claire Broughton. This has been a Daddy's Super Your production with Hattrick Podcasts. If you liked it, tell your friends, or the owls will tell your mum about that thing you did.